towards you like, you know, that sounds smart to me. You can't have too much of that stuff. I talk about snowmobiles. I never owned one, but I did ride on one, and I'll never forget what happened. That was very ironic or weird or strange or whatever, is when I was had my wife way back when, her sister, who was married also, they had snowmobiles, two of them. So they invited us up to up north somewhere to some cottage of an aunt, and they we stayed there for the weekend, and they had two snowmobiles, and they took us across the road to an open field, and the guy was leading the way, sister-in-law's husband, leading the way on their snowmobile, so we were two on two, you know, two on each snowmobile. And I was driving ours, and we were driving safe on the field, but I was following them, and I thought they knew where they were going, and all of a sudden, this is daytime, not nighttime, and all of a sudden they go out in the field, all of a sudden they disappear. They went right off a edge of a ravine and landed on the snowmobile on the bottom of the ravine unhurt, kind of laughing once they realized what they did. I said, I thought you knew where you were going. I'm glad I didn't follow you any faster than I did.